This is the Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mayo.
What's that intro? It's a segment you haven't heard in a couple of weeks because this man has finally returned to the coop. Dan, Adelaide Mayo, you're back.
I actually think it was better with Adam. I think we should just keep it that way. That was pretty good.
I mean, did you feel threatened by the fact that, I mean, I was away last week. Molly's got Adam onto the show to make fun of South Australians. And I'm just wondering, like, does Adam now join, like, a list of Adelaide Mayo rivals or enemies that you might have?
No, I think he's joined us in solidarity in the rest of South Australia hating him. So it's good, particularly Port Pirie residents, but it's okay. So that was a great joke, that one. But no, he joins us. We're kindred spirits now.
Aww, that's very wholesome.
Yeah, lots of big hugs, everyone.
Aww, I love that. Well, I want to circle the clock back a little bit. You might have seen an SA cyclist who paid tribute to Nirvana's Nevermind by actually cycling the outline of the famous Swimming Baby. But there is another Adelaide cyclist who's done something even more special.
Yeah, it was weird. This kind of made the news, the Nirvana Nevermind Baby. But just previous to the week before, on our GPS, we had drawn an outline of Guy Sebastian all around the northeastern suburbs. And no one seemed to pay us any attention whatsoever for some reason. Not sure why. Anyway.
Yeah, basically, the front cover of his debut album, including the iconic fro, which would have taken some time.
Well, yeah, look, some people were actually calling us and saying it wasn't real at all. But, you know, I must say it took us a good 20 minutes on Photoshop, actually.
Molly, if you looked at Adelaide Mayo's Twitter account, people were saying that they rode through rivers and they were really picking apart the map, which took some effort. Dan, we have seen this week about the Southeastern Freeway, a little bit of an Adelaide Mayo proposal put together. I know there are a lot of locals in the hills that are wanting that railway.
Oh, absolutely. Look, the railway... old news, mate. Old news. We don't need them. What we need is the new Adelaide Mayo Southeastern Oban. I think it's just going to take off. So it'll be just like the Northeastern Oban, but obviously branded as the Adelaide Mayo Oban, and going down the freeway. I think it's great because, you know, at the moment with the Southeastern Freeway, you've got traffic jams. If there's, you know, an accident or someone driving too slow or, you know, a weekday, things like that. now the only traffic jam, we run an Oban down it, the only traffic jams you'll get is when a confused elderly person drives on it, so which won't be all that often.
But we will celebrate it when it does happen.
Absolutely, you got to.
We need to talk about Adelaide Zoo because the panda enclosure has been closed off for some privacy for another unsuccessful mating season. Honestly, same. But is this the worst will they, won't they story? Are we over it? What's your take?
Look, if you had the whole state watching you and, you know, knowing when you were going to, get it on, you'd be a little nervous too, so I'm not surprised it hasn't happened, actually. But, you know, it might be time to set them up, on some Tinder accounts or something like that, and maybe not Tinder, or Bamboo or whatever they get on.
Hey, Dan, Tuesday morning's worldwide outage of Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, it ruffled the feathers of a lot of people, but did it do the same to the readers at Adelaide Mayo?
No, we can report that all 12 of our readers were unaffected, so that's good. That's good news.
Just a dozen. Just a small dozen.
They're fine. Most of them can't read anyway, but they read up.
They just enjoy the big picture at the front.
US singer Anastasia was the vampire. We had Killing Heidi's Ella Hooper as the baby, Ben Lee the professor. But what we want to know is who is going to be under the Balfour's Frog Cake or Mr. Fruit Chalk?
Well, look, I can't reveal too much, but one of the previous employees of the Adelaide Mail, well, current employees of the Adelaide Mail, used to work for promotions in Balfour's and was actually the Balfour's Frog Cake from time to time. Yeah, absolutely.
So Adelaide Mayo are behind the Balfour's Frog Cake. That's an absolute scoop this morning.
It is, and for once it's not fake news, so there we go.
Hey, let's finish off with this. The Eagles won the SA NFL Finals, but with that, footy is officially done for 2021. What can local sporting fans look forward to now?
Well, look, you can look forward to the South Australian Redbacks performing greatly.
No.
I'm a Crows fan, so I'm used to being disappointed every single game. So, I think it's going to be just as much alike footy season. So there we go.
Well, if Facebook is working, you can catch up with Adelaide Mayo there on Instagram and Twitter. Dan, so good to have you back, mate. We'll do it again next week.
See you then, guys.